Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Yeah.
Oh boy, dude, this is awkward. So Hannah Brown, former Bachelorette, one of the most popular ones recently, now in trouble for using the N-word on social media.
Which N-word?
When are white people gonna learn? When are white people gonna learn? I don't know what else to say.
What happened now?
What'd
she do?
Singing. Well, she's singing Rockstar, which is a great song by DaBaby, and she's singing it. We played on Kiss, yeah. And she, instead of, you know, just kind of letting that word go or whatever, she sings it loud and clear for the camera and to the camera, and then it gets awkward for everyone who then views the video, as you can see. So now, Hannah Brown from The Bachelorette is apologizing because she used the N-word. People about had a heart attack and went, you just don't say it.
Is it in this song here?
It's
yeah.
Such a good song. This is such a good song.
It is awkward when they put that song in words, and then I want to sing along to the song. I'm like, what? It's awkward when I want to sing along to a song like that. Even like
right,
old 90s throwback songs. Even 90s
and
throwback songs. But don't videotape yourself doing it. Do it in your privacy, your own car.
It's like white people 101 in 2020.
Right.
You don't put yourself doing the N-word on social media, you dummy.
Right.
Like, I don't even know what else to tell you. Like, look, and you
especially
know,
when you're...
It. It's You can use the other side where you go, well, he's using it. It's in a song. What's she supposed to sing? Kind of like what you said.
Yeah.
Whereas my kids have asked me, why, how come, you know, these words are in TV? And I'm like, I don't have an answer, but you just shut up and you don't ever say it. Literally, that's the conversation I had to have with my children.
Fine, I'll go listen
to
the...
I don't have an answer for why it's in music,
fine.
But don't say it.
Fine, I'll go listen to the Kids Bop version of everything, Allie. That's the way it has to be. That's the way
see,
it has to be.
Now you're going the other way. Riggs,
see?
And now we can't do that either.
Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
I do have questions about this. It's 103.7 Kiss FM because now it's Memorial Day weekend, and I'm wondering, what are people doing about traveling?
Mm-hmm. I have wondered, like, are people going up north? Are they camping? Because a lot of people can still go up north and still isolate. That's the thing.
Yeah, of course you can.
You know what I mean?
That's
easy.
That's why we got a cabin up north, so we could isolate up there, you know?
You but, go out there on the lake, you don't touch my boat, eh? How
yeah.
about that?
But I was wondering, because I kind of want to go see, like, my dad who lives in Indiana or my grandparents who live in Indiana. I was thinking driving there to see them, and I'm wondering, is that safe to do? I mean, even if I would drive to Indiana just to stand at my grandparents' front lawn and like sit in a chair and see them from a distance. Like, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about
it's
going
funny.
In and hugging them and everything. Maybe I would like to see my family. Yeah.
A town hall, and people might have seen this last week where they asked the doctors this. They said, if I'm planning on traveling now, do I drive or fly? Which I kind of giggled at first. Like, I thought, is that a real question? And the doctors had straight faces, and I went, that can't be a real question, can it?
Oh, it is.
But the doctor came on just like doctors do, not making us feel stupid, which I love.
Yeah.
And the doctor was like, I would advise driving, obviously.
Yeah.
That would be the better choice. So they didn't say don't drive.
Yeah.
They said drive over fly. So I thought that, I mean, to me, that says you can drive and still be just safe and, you know.
I would, my thing
but
with driving
is. But you're
then
going over state lines. And that what's too. Going on in Indiana? Like, are they just moving and bustling? I have no idea.
You know what? That's a really good question. I haven't asked my family.
I don't even know what Indiana is. I don't know. State to state, I have no idea.
I'm so concerned about Wisconsin and living here, I don't think globally anymore. I'm like, what can I do? I'm so selfish.
Riggs, how can you keep up with more than one state when you live in Wisconsin?
I mean,
we're all over the gamut for crying out loud.
And then everything happened last week when they just lifted things. I did have friends call me this weekend like, what is going on? Can you do whatever you want now? And I was like, no, there's a couple rogue bars that did whatever they wanted to do. But I really feel like for the most part, Milwaukee is still pretty very reserved about everything. I don't see a lot of places that are open. Where I am in Franklin and Greendale area, I've seen, I saw one bar that looked like it was open and people going in and out. They had masks on.
Did you see the story about the nurse who was at the bar? That completely awkward local story over the weekend.
No.
I'm not even going to call her out by name because I'm sure she's gotten beat up so much. And there was a nurse doing an interview in a bar and like telling them in the interview, I'm a nurse. I'm so happy we're out again. And she's like a nurse for Aurora. So Aurora must have lost their minds. They got all these complaints like, are you kidding me? One of your nurses is in a bar right now and she's going back to work tomorrow. Like what? So then they had to come out and say, we are not okay with this. I mean, if you talk about drama, I mean, and so that happened over the weekend.
So I was wondering
in Milwaukee.
I was wondering if anybody else is planning on doing any trips. Are they driving up north? Are you going to fly somewhere? I want to know if people are doing
that. I'm curious too.
I'm curious.
I actually do want to know what their plans are.
71037, you can text or you can call us 414-799-1037. Or maybe you're not planning on traveling at all. Maybe that's your thing and that's fine too. 71037, or you can call us. We're just curious. We'll take your calls and your texts next.
Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Holy crap, Memorial Day. Oh, we're already. Right?
Crazy.
So we were wondering, I was wondering too, what are people doing with their travel plans? Because a lot of people take road trips, they go traveling, they take like a summer trip. But coronavirus has put the brakes on a lot of that for people. But are you going to be driving? Are you going to fly? Are you going to stay home? Drive up north? What are you doing?
I was curious about what people are doing. And we got a lot of texts. This is one. Going up north for sure this weekend with my small circle. Being in nature is what we all need right now. Somebody said, we have just been quarantining ourselves as much as possible. So they're not going anywhere. Somebody else said, we're taking a week-long road trip to D.C. in June.
June. All right.
So you're driving, but you're planning on going on a vacation in a couple of weeks. Got it. Somebody else said, my parents are planning to drive from Arizona to Milwaukee, planning to leave this weekend.
A lot of people are going to be driving. That's what it looks like.
A lot of driving. My parents are old, and they're not going anywhere. Like, you just sit your butt in Florida right now, okay?
Tamara's in Cedarburg this morning. Tamara, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you doing any traveling over the Memorial Day weekend? What do you got going on?
Yeah, so actually last weekend, I'm a college student and I'm staying down here in Milwaukee because I go to Marquette University for graduate school.
Okay.
Last weekend, my parents live in Shawnee County up by Green Bay.
Okay.
We went up to visit them last week, me and my boyfriend, and all of the bars in Shawnee County were like already open before the state order got lifted.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's nice.
So,
that makes me feel so safe.
What's that?
We were driving around in Shawnee, and I live in Cecil, which is a tiny village outside of Shawnee, and all of the bars are already open. There were 10 cars parked outside every single bar.
Wow.
And I'm just sitting in my home with my parents, and I'm like, Has this been going on for a while already? And they're like, yeah, they've been open for weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Isn't it interesting?
I would call some people.
Was that the county where they had the meat plant with the huge outbreak? Was that Brown County?
That's Brown County, which is right next to Shawnee County.
Okay.
Because Brown County is like Green Bay.
And a lot of people that live in Shawnee County work in Brown County and vice versa.
Okay.
Well, can I tell you, it's interesting. I was on the phone with Spectrum this weekend, true story. Literal employee fixing my cable that got disconnected for we don't really know why. She just reset it. But she asked me where I was, and I said, I'm in New Berlin. Where are you? She goes, I'm in Appleton. I said, oh, yeah? I said, what's happening up there? We started talking. I don't even know. She's just some chick from Spectrum that's fixing my cable. I'm like, what's happening up in Appleton, sister?
Just shooting the breeze.
Totally,
dude. That's great.
Totally, Riggs. It was hysterical.
When you find someone in a different part of the state, you're like, what's life like over there?
Right.
What's
going
on?
And she asked me what was going on in our area. And I said, well, it's funny because, you know, each county, you know, Milwaukee County still is up doing theirs. I said, but I just drove to Milwaukee County and I'm in Waukesha. So I cross counties like every day.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so it is interesting. But I love your perspective. Thanks for that info, girl.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Tamara.
Interesting.
Have a good week.
I want to hear that kind of stuff.
Appreciate you listening. We're talking about traveling over Memorial Day. Are you driving somewhere? Are you going somewhere? Sarah is in Milwaukee. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Good.
What are your plans?
So, I'm not traveling in May or June, but the end of July, my whole family, an extended family for decades now, generations, have gone to Door County to meet.
Okay.
And some of us, as far as I know, most of us are still going. But again, we have no idea if anything will be open.
Are you guys do you have a cabin up there? Do you rent an Airbnb?
Yes.
Do you stay in hotels?
We rent these huge cabins, and a couple of the families will stay together. Mm-hmm. So luckily, it's just me, my mom, and my grandma in one cabin. But there's aunts and uncles and great aunts and great uncles who all go
so
up.
Like it's a whole family affair with you guys.
It's a whole family affair, but I don't think we'll be seeing each other. Usually this is the only time in the year that we see each other. Some of them live in other states and they fly in for this.
Oh, my.
So we may not even see them. I don't know how we could do it safely. I wouldn't want to, but we're going and we'll be in our cabin at least.
Right. That's not till
okay.
July. You said that's at the end of July, though. All right.
End of July. So I'm
end
like,
of July.
Maybe,
interesting.
Maybe things will change.
Maybe
then.
Things will.
No. Yeah, you never know what to think, girlfriend, because it just changes so rapidly. I mean, it's just nonstop. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Sarah, what are you doing this morning? Are you driving to work? What do you got going on?
I'm actually going to Menards because I have to pick up work supplies. So I work at a daycare, and we're opening tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Grab your supplies. Well, thank you for listening this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yes.
Have a good one. Stay safe. You can still text to 71037 if you're planning on doing any driving or travel.
We got a lot of texts. I mean, people said, I'm going to see my parents in Michigan this weekend, or I really wanted to go see my parents, but that's not happening. They both have health issues.
Yeah. People going camping this weekend. 71037.
They said they've been working the whole time. So.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is 103.7 KISS FM on a Monday with Riggs and Allie. Now on till noon, so you can listen even longer. By the way, if you have one of those smart speakers, you can ask it to play 103.7 KISS FM, and it'll play 103.7 KISS FM. If you didn't know, now you know. A lot of people
now
didn't
you know.
Know
I love to make people's go off.
And we're going to give you one of those Alexa dots, the Echo dots, coming up at like 10:40 this morning on KISS FM. Drive-in movie theaters, a thing of the past, now a thing of the future, maybe? They're opening a new one, Allie. Did you hear about this one?
No, but it is. I mean, I would think that'd be an activity for people that you could do safely. Why not have more drive-ins right now?
This one will be at the Ballpark Commons in Franklin, where the Milwaukee Milkmen play. You know where the Rock is? They have all the baseball fields there. They have a little snow field there.
On 76th and Rawson.
76th and Rawson, yeah.
Yes, I know. I go to Medical Weight Loss and Wellness in Oak Creek right over there, so I always drive by it.
That's
see?
Right. Well, opening up this weekend, they'll be having drive-in movie theater. So the big LED screen they use for the baseball stadium, I guess you can see it pretty well with the angle from the parking lot, and you can fit 150 cars in the parking lot. So they're just going to rearrange the parking, put the cars in the parking lot. They'll have people that can bring out the food to you, or if you want to go up, you can pick up the food. They'll have restrooms with enforced social distancing, and it sounds like they'll have movies during the day and the night because it's an LED screen, so you can go during the day if you had kids and you want to go see something. Or
because the guys aren't playing baseball,
well, right? They will. I don't know. It's up in the air. But they're saying if they're playing, it will be for not a lot of people are at minor league games anyways. I don't believe I said that out loud. Sorry, but
Riggs, you're stating. We know it's okay. Go ahead. So
but they were saying if they are back to a regular schedule, this will be on their off games when they're playing at other stadiums. So when they're having away games, they'll have it.
Then they'll just put the two together. I saw the commissioner of Major League Baseball on the news. He was talking, and he was. They were doing that town hall I was referencing, and they asked him about it and how they were going to do it, and he said right now we have plans for everyone to travel in Major League Baseball. And he said he had to call every governor. So he had to call Evers, too. He had to call every governor in every state, talk to them about their plan for baseball, how the teams will travel safely without, hopefully, you know, anything happening, and how they will play in these stadiums with no one there. And then are the players comfortable? And he said, well, it's up to them. You know, if they're not going to be comfortable traveling, they don't have to do it. So you triggered that thought when you talked about baseball locally.
Baseball had laid down a first plan. They said it was a draft of what they were saying. And some of the things they're asking the players to do are things like they're no longer allowed to wear street clothes when they come in. They wear their uniform when they come in. They practice, they play, they leave in the uniform. There's no showering. They leave immediately afterwards. No Ubers or anything. They take their own cars. No public transportation. On the field, like no touching your face for hand signals.
There's so many things.
No spitting, no licking your fingers. How many times do you see a pitcher on the mound that licks his finger real quick and grabs the ball and then throws the ball?
Well, and you're taking the ball. Yeah, and then you throw. Oh, yeah. And you throw it and the other guy picks it up.
Yeah,
right,
somebody picks it up. All that stuff. They got to think about everything with baseball.
They do. And we saw it with the NBA. We saw the breakouts and then have to shut it down quickly, but because they were all together, you know.
Well, NASCAR happened this weekend. They had the first NASCAR race.
So that's crazy. They did NASCAR with no fans. Well, I guess the people in the cars can't hear it anyway.
Right. And they're drunk. The fans are drunk anyways. They don't care.
You scared me. I was like, the guys in the cars are drunk?
Well, they might be. It is NASCAR. Who knows?
Riggs!
What?
They're alcoholics across every gamut, okay?
Right. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Riggs, we're going to talk about who's in talks to play Carol Baskin, but did you see the text where the person said, unpopular opinion, Adele looked better before? Did you see that text?
No, I didn't. I haven't seen a good picture of Adele, like, in her new skin.
You haven't seen the one picture of her in the dress she posted with all the weight loss?
That's
you haven't
the only
seen her
picture,
standing
but that's
there? That's
one,
enough.
That's one picture, though. I think she looked great before. She looked great after.
Well,
it's about
this
her
is
voice.
What I wanted to... Well, that's yes. Somebody put up on the internet, Adele didn't change. Your perception of her did because you're not that great of a human being.
I also saw Adele.
That's what somebody wrote.
It also said Adele isn't talking about her big weight loss. Why are we?
Well, it's pretty phenomenal, but I agree. Let her do her thing. Yeah. You know, I will say, as someone who's lost a lot of weight, it can be embarrassing.
Yeah.
It can be embarrassing. So you don't know. Who knows if she's not talking about it? I don't know. Whatever.
Well, allow me to lead you into this. Here we go.
Carol Baskin. Yeah. Husband whacked her. Can't convince me.
I got to tell you.
Go ahead.
This might actually be the right person to play Carol Baskin because it's going to be trash TV if they do a live movie or whatever. And we already know she's in other trash TV that we love, like Sharknado and Shark Week. Tara Reid.
Tara Reid.
Tara Reid is in talks to play Carol Baskin. You can read about this on our website, 1037kissfm.com, or right on our Kiss FM Facebook page. But if you can believe it, Tara Reid is 44, dude.
Oh, wow. What do you know Tara
Reid
from?
Carol Baskin's 58. Well, I know her from American Pie.
Okay.
That was the original.
Yes.
And what else was she in?
Sharknado. Exactly. Anybody else would say Sharknado. Maybe.
She was one of those girls that was so hot in like the 90s, 2000s, and she got all plastic surgeried and drugged out and just wasn't hot anymore. And you're like, oh, man.
She was in Van Wilder, National Lampoon's Van Wilder.
She was the hot girl
with
in Van
Ryan
Wilder.
Reynolds. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was in The Big Lebowski. She wasn't in The Big Lebowski. I remember. It's a very small bit part. But Carol Baskin, I could see her. She kind of, now that I've Googled her
totally
and I have her pulled up. Yeah, totally. Totally.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Put the little flower wreath around her head, the little flower headband. It'd be perfect.
Well, isn't that what Carol Baskin looks like? She looks like a washed up.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like Tara Reid fits it, doesn't she?
Totally does. She totally does. All right. I look forward to this. The movie
if
behind
it happens,
the
they're
documentary.
In talks.
You mean when it happens?
come on.
Come on now.
Killed her husband. Whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen.
Nope.
Fed him to tigers. They snacking.
What's happening?
You're
welcome.
Carol Baskin.
You'll be singing that all day. You're welcome.
Yeah.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
I have to know, Owen. I have to know. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie. I love when you bring the kid on the show.
You do love when I bring my kid on, don't you? Yeah. Owen, say hello, Riggs.
Hello, Riggs.
You know, my favorite thing about your child, he's not my child.
I know. You love that you don't have kids, don't you?
I really do love my no-kid life. So what's going on?
Listen to this.
Yep.
Over the weekend, my wonderful 8-year-old Owen, who's sitting here right with me right now,
yeah,
asked me if he could take my phone and Google something he wants me to order for him.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Are you ready for what he pulled up?
I've always wanted one of these.
Are you ready?
Please, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to put the headphones on him so he can hear you. Go ahead, Owen. Tell Uncle Riggs what you pulled up on Google that you want me to order for you.
It's a costume of you riding an ostrich.
It's an inflatable ostrich costume, and it's awesome. Is what it is, isn't it?
An inflatable.
Because,
inflatable ostrich costume with a fan and everything.
Yeah, so it looks like it's like my giant T-Rex costume. You've seen my T-Rex costume, right, Owen?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. It's got little fans in it and it blows air. So you put your feet in it and it looks like you're riding an ostrich. It's a big inflatable ostrich in front of you. Where did you see this? Where did you see it? That made you want to Google it to buy it. Where did you, where?
On Hulu.
You saw it on Hulu? Was there an ad for it on Hulu?
Did you ask him where he saw that?
Yeah, I said, where did he see it? Did he see it on the internet?
Hulu.
Did
he? Were you watching a show or what?
A show.
He was watching a show. Okay.
And somebody walked in with this costume on?
Dude, and I put this on Instagram over the weekend. It's now gone. And I asked people, Owen's obsessed with polls on Instagram. That's his new thing. He's like, can we do a poll? Can we do a poll? So all weekend it was really great polls posted by Owen, like, do you clean your garage?
Hey, man. He thinks it's some compelling stuff to
him. Yes.
And I voted no, by the way, to him doing yard work on his poll.
I saw that. Thanks for nothing, Rick.
You're welcome.
Thanks for not helping. You're not supposed to tell him he doesn't have to do yard work. So did I order the costume is the next question.
Yes. Did you?
The answer is yes.
Hell yes. Good for you.
Owen.
Good for you.
Owen. Owen, last part. Owen is freaking out because I ordered it.
Yeah.
When does it arrive, Owen? Come over here and tell everyone. It's
tomorrow.
Tomorrow. This is what you're going to file this under one of those stupid quarantine purchases that I guarantee other people have made, though. I guarantee.
It's going to be amazing, and I'm going to roll my eyes the whole time, but it's an adult inflatable costume, which means I can fit in it too, because he's only 8, but he weighs 100 pounds. He's 5 feet tall. He's gigantic. So I thought, well, the same costume's going to fit both of us now.
Did you see what I bought? My stupid purchase? My stupid quarantine purchase?
What did you buy, Riggs?
Hold on. I'll put it on for
you. Oh, no. I cannot believe that I actually got on Amazon and bought an inflatable ostrich costume. Like, this is where we're at right now. With losing it. Oh, I saw you wearing your glasses.
Yeah, I got my
bought glasses.
I bought blue blocker glasses, the blue light blocking glasses. You like them?
I feel like I've had a pair of those. Do they work? What does the blue light mean? Block what?
I guess
light?
When you're looking at a lot of screens, that light can't be good for your eyes, and it's
bad.
Jacks up your sleep too. If that's why looking at your cell phone before you go to bed is a terrible idea. But I was like, I'm looking at so many screens lately. I'm gonna go buy some blue some of those little glasses.
Smart.
I thought about because I've seen. I thought you had some, didn't you? At one point, but
they're around here somewhere. They're just fake glasses.
Yeah.
But they're blue blockers. You get them on Amazon, so you can wear them as fashion, which is what I would do sometimes. And sometimes
So that's what I've done.
Yeah.
But guess how many times I've worn them? This is the second time I've put them on since I've had them.
Okay, I saw you put them on social media one day or something.
A couple times, yeah.
But you look so young.
I know.
That the glasses make you look older.
Do they?
Because you have such a
smarter?
Young face, Riggs.
I also
You're 35,
shave.
You look 25.
Oh, God. Is that good or bad? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Do you want to look 40 or 20? What do you want to look?
40?
It's up to you.
20. 40. Glasses on. He's 20. It's like time
glasses
travel.
Glasses off. It is like a time travel. That's hysterical.
So we were wondering, what are the dumb things that you've bought in quarantine? Because some people have bought some things online. Maybe you had something delivered. Maybe it was another inflatable ostrich costume. Well, I don't know.
I can't even believe that that thing's going to arrive tomorrow. I just paid $30 for an inflatable ostrich costume. And he's going to be wearing that for Halloween, whether he likes it or not.
Hell yes. Happy birthday to you.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Shout out to my sister who's listening in California this morning.
What up, Penelope?
Hey, Penny. She texted me and said, I'm listening to you on my way to work through the radio.com app. I said, hey, girl.
That's right. You can listen to us with your smart speaker, too. Just say, Alexa, play 103.7 Kiss FM, and she'll do it.
She's working one day a week, since I know I just said she's on her way to work. She's a principal, so they go in like one day a week. Just I know people are curious across the country what people are doing. Since she runs the school, she's kind of got to go once a week. But other than that,
all the other teachers are probably at home.
They are at home, yeah.
Buying stupid stuff on the internet, because that's what we've
like
done over the last...
ostrich costume.
Right? that's honestly a great purchase, Allie. And I'm really glad that it's coming to you on your birthday week as well, because happy birthday to you.
Oh, God, I forgot. It's coming the day before my birthday, which is my birthday's on Wednesday. This is hysterical though, because Riggs, I had this moment and I felt like I needed support from other moms and dads at this moment where he showed me the ostrich costume.
Yes.
Okay. It was $30.
I was going to ask how much it was. Okay.
$30. I rolled my eyes. I went, you get stuff all the time. Move on. We're not getting this stupid costume, but it's so funny.
Yeah.
And everybody else thought it was so funny.
Yes.
So then I went, am I just being too uptight?
Yes.
Am I being too much of get off my lawn? Like maybe I'm not that cool of a mom. Maybe I just need to order the stupid costume and just go with it, man, and lighten up a little.
Yes, live a little.
I feel like my kids are lightening me up at this age because they're so immature. They're 6 and 8. They're
so immature.
You don't have a choice, you know?
No, you need to wear that for a whole day with a straight face as mom.
But it's got a fan. It's got a fan. How could I wear it for a day?
It's going to be so cool. In the summertime, those things are comfortable. I have an inflatable T-Rex costume. It's very comfortable.
I bought it. Amazon's delivering it tomorrow. It made me think of your T-Rex costume, Riggs. Same idea.
You can
text. The inflatable ostrich costume is coming tomorrow.
71037 or call 414-799-1037. Did you make any ridiculous quarantine purchases? Some people have, maybe you're saving money because you're not going out to the bars and drinking as much. So you're like, well, I've got a little bit of extra money. So somebody texted a 71037 microwavable pork rinds. Was their quarantine purchase because they are effing delicious. I don't know how you make microwavable ones. This must be good.
Couldn't you just make them yourself?
I don't know how to make pork rinds.
I don't know. Somebody else said, I bought a Bop It to play with while I do at-home crunches to distract from the pain. A Bop It. Why can't I place that in my mind? What was a Bop It?
Twisted. It was the little plastic device where you would push the button on the top that said Bop It, and then there were other little things you would have to either pull or twist or flip.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bop It, and you'd hit it. You go twist it, and you'd twist the one thing. Pull it, and you'd pull the other handle. And if you didn't do what it said to do, you lost. And it would go faster and faster as the music went on. The Bop It was awesome. That's a great purchase.
That is a great purchase. Riggs, you talked about how you, an adult swearing coloring book. Amen.
Whoever bought
that,
amen.
I love that because I like to adult color to calm my mind when I get wound up. And so that's solid.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Maggie. I was listening to the Riggs and Allie show, and they were talking about weird quarantine purchases.
Yeah, did you?
Oh, we're here, girlfriend.
It's
just us. We answer the phones.
Yeah. Did you make a? Did you
hey,
make?
Girl.
I'm listening to you guys on my way to work.
Oh, nice.
I bought a waffle maker because I am cooking all my own food now.
Nice.
Trying to save money.
Yeah.
Since I'm not working. Well, I'm actually working now, but I work at a spa, so we're not open yet. But I'm in charge of helping clean all the rooms.
I think the waffles are great at the waffle maker because you're going to use that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love waffles. I mean, you really can't go wrong with them for breakfast.
You can't because they have
the one you made.
Dinner. Or a midnight snack, really.
Oh, my God, yes.
I've used it more like after the hours of 11:30 p.m., I think.
Yeah, so. There you go. By the way, there's a thing called Kodiak cakes. They're like protein waffles. They're pretty good.
Yes,
I don't know if you've seen those.
I've heard of those.
Oh, those are so good.
Yeah.
So
and
good.
And then I also want to say happy birthday to Allie. We're actually birthday twins. My birthday is May 20th as well.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh. Happy birthday, girlfriend.
You guys are soul sisters.
How old is she
going to
be?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, last day of being a Taurus, so I think that's pretty cool.
We are. We're, you know what? I'm not stubborn at all. Just ask Riggs.
Oh
I'm not
God,
a bull by
up.
Any means. I'm not a Taurus.
That's my family. You guys I'm never stubborn. So.
God, I got
how old is she going to be? I still don't know.
Will you
I'm
say?
I'm 21.
Oh, nice.
Me too.
Yeah. Shut up.
Happy
Allie's going to be 23.
Shut
you
up.
Know it. You know it. You know it.
I'm just going to be driving around curbside bar hopping. So.
There you go.
Curbside
bar hopping.
Well,
that's
not
where
driving.
We are.
My mom is.
All right.
My mom's
there you
taking
go.
The day off to drive me.
Well, have fun with your waffle iron and happy early birthday, girl.
Yes.
Thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
You too. We appreciate you listening.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, this is a really sad story because it's not looking like it's going to turn out in a positive way. So former WWE superstar Shad Gaspard, he is a gigantic man. He's like 6'7", you know, like almost 300 pounds. Very large African-American man. Good looking.
Oh, my God. He's huge.
He's huge. Shad Gaspard. Well, anyway, he was, and I don't know if I'm saying that right, but you know I don't watch the WWE, so deal with it.
I know.
But no, he's missing, and it's not even looking like he's going to show up alive. This is a horrible story. He went swimming with his kid, his 10-year-old son, in California at Venice Beach over the weekend. This was yesterday. Some kind of crazy strong rip current came through around 4 in the afternoon. Lifeguards raced out. They pulled everyone out of the water, including his 10-year-old son. They never found him, though.
Oh, no.
Isn't that horrible? Like, I have goosebumps just even. So they are searching for him frantically, and this happened yesterday afternoon. So it's not going to be a positive ending, I don't think. But he was 39 years old, and they said he did submerge. They could see that, but they're having trouble finding him. They've even got helicopters. I got goosebumps telling this story. They have helicopters above right now. But he was apparently a big star for the WWE back in the day. Shad Gaspard, missing after going under, swimming with his kid at the beach in California. His son, 10 years old, okay, pulled out by lifeguards. But it's, so that's the story.
That's my fear anytime I ever go to a beach. I remember always being told little, like, don't be careful of the undertow or the riptides, those type of things. I was always nervous about that. Always.
Yeah.
Anytime I go in the ocean.
It's one of those things you just can't control.
No.
I swam competitively. So when I go to the ocean, I'm one of those people that will swim all the way out. Like, I'll be so far out there waving to people.
Yeah.
Because it just, like, swimming's like easy for me. But it's, for most people, it's really, it's like running. Like, I can't run. That's the equivalent when you swim, is how I feel running.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You get the swimmer's eye. You get the runner's eye. You get the swimmer's eye.
Isn't that scary? How
it
just
is scary.
One wave current. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's sad news.
We'll keep you updated on that. Shad Gaspard missing after going under in the beach in California from the WWE.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I had an awkward social distancing moment at a pick and save. I was like, I'm going to go in and take care of a couple things and make a quick trip inside so I didn't have to do the pickup. I was all right with it. I wore my mask and I was okay with that. But
fine, essential. There's ways to be safe. Yeah, sure.
But as I was in the liquor section, I was looking for a couple of bottles of wine, and there was a woman. She was back behind me, 6 feet or so behind me, just standing there. And I was like, okay, she's social distancing. I get it. But she goes, and I go, what? And I could tell, like, she was trying to get my attention. And I go, can I help you? And she goes, I just wanted to let you know I'm not stalking you. I'm trying to respect your space. And I went, that's fine. Okay. And she was like, I just didn't want you to think I was following you around, because it happened twice earlier.
Oh, where
I was,
you go and she goes and then she waits.
Yes, she waited, which I was totally aware of. And I was like, cool, she's respecting my space. That's fine. But she apologized the third time around, because it happened in the produce section. It happened by the cheese. And it happened again in the liquor aisle. And I was like, is this woman following me? But I was like, you know what? She's keeping her distance. It's fine. But I could tell she felt awkward.
I feel uncomfortable sometimes when I stand there and wait, but I'm waiting for them to move away from the frozen pizza or whatever so I can go in. It's just kind of the way we are right now and that they've told us to fine. So I get it. But it is awkward when you're standing there waiting on someone and you don't want to be like, come on already.
Right. I don't want to rush you.
Because that would be weird because you're trying to do the right thing. And so you end up standing there awkwardly. Like, I get it why it's uncomfortable.
This poor woman, she was clearly shopping for kids and everything because she had a bunch of babies, like kid stuff and kid foods in her cart. But I thought it was nice that she did that, but how awkward that we have to feel now with social distancing. Have you had any awkward social distancing moments like that
have
happened out in public? And they're going to happen more and more frequently.
People, like, I'll wear a mask if I go in, you know, even at the gas station, I'll wear a mask, come out, I'll take it off, fine. But I get more uncomfortable. It's more awkward for me when someone without a mask is out and then they're shopping near you, which I don't care, fine, you want to, whatever, we're not going to get into that, but it's like, now we're not even on the same team. Like, how do we even remotely move around each other? That's where I get confused.
Right.
I'm like, okay, so you stand there and I don't really care at this point if I come close to you.
Right.
Because you don't care, right?
Yes.
But what about, you know, it's just, this is a weird time, man. And I've even gotten to the point where I can tell, this is, may sound horrible, but it's the truth, depending on what store I go to, you have different groups of people, and maybe this is stating the obvious, but some stores you'll go in and everybody's wearing a mask, it feels like, all the customers, and some stores you go in and nobody is, and I'm like, wow, it's amazing depending on the store what the clientele thinks or does. Isn't it fascinating?
I've 100% seen that. Hardware stores, not so, unless it's Menards. I've been in a Menards and I've been in a smaller
Menards
hardware store.
Masks,
Menards requires them. I wasn't at another smaller hardware store. No masks, not on anybody.
Even
I was the only one.
The president called me over the weekend. Did you get one of those?
No, I didn't. Trump called you?
It's a campaign call.
What?
You know, we're getting those now. That's the time. Or it's like, wear your face mask. I'm like, yeah, duh. Did you have to leave me a voicemail to tell me this?
I want the president to call me. Oh, he left you a voicemail? How nice.
It's a voicemail from Laura Trump. Trust me, a lot of people got it. It's really this is what happens during the election.
Yes.
You know, you get the calls from both sides. So this one was not really Trump. It was the Republican Party. But,
all right.
Well, it's him, but it's not.
I get it.
I don't need to explain the whackness of our political system to you.
Political action committees, I understand how that works, yes. But if you've had a social distancing awkward moment, text it to us, 71037. How did you deal with it? Maybe someone else had one with you. I don't know. I was curious. But thank you to the woman that was keeping her space at the Pick and Save. I appreciate it.
That was cool, yeah. I get why it's awkward.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
We are talking about those awkward moments that we have now with social distancing, when you're seeing people out in public, keeping your distance, your 6 feet, what the CDC is still recommending and the government saying to maintain proper social distancing and make sure you're practicing it. But I had a woman that was apologizing because she didn't want me to think that she was stalking me or lurking behind me. I was like,
right, which
you're
good. It's very awkward when you're trying to do what they're recommending.
Yeah.
CDC, you're trying to do it. But it's awkward because it's a new way of life where you stand there and look around and you're like, well, I want to say come on, but I don't want to say come on.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Well, Becca's in Kenosha this morning. Becca, you had an interesting experience with social distancing going out. What happened?
Yes, I did. And I actually had to say come on to somebody. So I was looking at chicken breasts, I wanted to, and there were these two people looking at them and looking up things on their phone while looking at the chicken breast and literally taking like 5 minutes.
Oh.
And I was standing 6 feet away waiting patiently.
Mm-hmm.
But at a certain moment, I just had to say, excuse me, I just need to grab the chicken breast. I don't need to look up whatever you are.
Yeah.
I just need to go home.
Listen, Coupon, Extreme Couponer, or whatever that show was called. What was the freaks on Extreme Couponing or whatever?
Yeah.
Remember those people?
What were they looking up? Just like recipe
the
chicken?
The prices.
I'm just like, now is not the time to be changing your brand of chicken breast. Grab what you normally grab and go home.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Or do your homework ahead of time. That's what I do.
No, but that's as someone who will Google prices in stores to see, because sometimes you just don't know what's a reasonable price. Now, that being said, I will Google stuff once in a while and go, is this a good price or are they just telling me it's a sale kind of thing? But here's my thing. If you're going to do that, you move away.
Yeah.
You don't block the chicken like they did to her.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
So how did they react when you asked them that? Were they like, sorry?
They looked at me and like kind of, well, I couldn't really tell because they had their face masks on, but I could tell they were kind of like irked. But I'm like, I was patiently waiting in your seat and I wasn't doing anything. Like Allie said, I was looking around like, what am I doing right now? I'm just waiting for you and you see me here.
Right.
Move on. Come on,
man. Well, it makes it awkward, but I think you did the right thing. We're all gonna have to get used to it. Like everybody's, I think once everybody starts getting the drift of it, and like, oh, okay.
Well, the other people have to have this the awareness. Right. Like the people with the chicken have to be aware that there's people waiting for them.
Like
that's like the step we're missing.
Like I'm aware if I gotta go down an aisle and wonder about something, I wait to go down the aisle and I do my business kind of to the side so I'm not in anyone's way. But that's me. That's a practice that I do, and other people could practice that as well.
Becca,
I also noticed something interesting at the gas station when I ran in this weekend was that I had a mask on and the people working did and nobody else did. Something weird happened, Riggs. It's like the lines formed and I was almost in the mask line and the people, everyone else went to the other side. It was weird. It was almost like this separation. Like you almost see us divided. Sure. Like the people with no masks, all the guys went over and stood in that line and nobody came near my, it was weird.
We're going to segregate the grocery stores, mask and no mask lines.
Yeah, it's weird how we're all kind of moving around and
going about our business. All right. You can still text us 71037 if you like.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. It's 10:44. Good morning. Yes, we're on till noon now, so you can listen longer. Neville is listening in Hartford. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
What's happening up there in Hartford?
What you
I always say up there, even though you're only 20 minutes north.
Not much. At least one bar is open.
What's that? A one bar?
Just one bar.
Just one bar.
Just one. Oh, that's funny.
All right. We have three questions for you, Neville. You get through all three of these questions, we'll give you an Amazon Echo Dot so you can listen at home. Do you have one of these yet, or will this be your first?
This will be my first if I win.
All right. So,
can I say something, side note?
Mm-hmm.
They must be really sucked at the pool. The pool isn't open in Hartford, is it? Is the new pool they built up there open?
Yeah, they won't open that for a while.
Yeah.
If
they do ever, I don't think it'll be.
Damn, they build a new one and then COVID hits. Anyway, right? Where were we? I was just pointing out the horrible negative things in the world. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
That was an Allie moment.
Thank you, Allie. We appreciate that. Keeping it down.
Now to the positive.
All right, the category for these questions is tigers, okay, Neville? Tigers.
Yeah.
So they all have a tiger-type theme. Here's your first question. According to the children's rhyme, Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, how do you catch a tiger?
By its toe.
Uh-huh. Second question. What happens if you catch that tiger and he hollers?
If he hollers, let him bother?
No.
Eeny, Miny, Moe, catch a tiger by toe. If he bites...
Ooh,
if he hollers.
She knows a different... If he hollers,
you have
him.
To say it out loud, though, Riggs. That's the only way to do it. If he...
Uh-huh.
You have to do it out loud. I feel you, girlfriend. Yeah. I know what you mean.
If he hollers, let him.
If he hollers, let him go.
There you go.
Yes!
Second one.
She's overthinking. It's what we do when we know things so easily. Yeah. We overthink.
Yeah. Final question. Who killed Carol Baskin's husband?
Who killed Carol Baskin's husband?
Yeah.
Carol Baskin did.
Thank you. You win. Congratulations. I was killed her husband. Whacked him.
Doesn't it seem like that was so long ago now? Like everyone's over Tiger King.
I know.
Oh my gosh. It's true. It was only 2 months ago and we've already moved on. It's hysterical.
But it's funny kind of spot little Jeff Lowe is here and there. Like, oh, that guy looks like Jeff Lowe.
Girl, Jeff Lowe is all over Wisconsin right now with his affliction jeans. And girl.
There's probably, there's at least seven.
Okachi.
Yeah, there's seven.
Okachi Lake.
Okachi Lake.
He's killing me. Oh, Jeff Lowe lives on Okachi Lake, doesn't he?
He has to. There's at least six of them,
That is glorious. And if you live here, you get it. I love it. I love it.
We're going to hook you up with an Amazon Echo Dot for listening this morning and playing painfully obvious trivia. Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Hold on the phone. I got to get your information.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
You had a bit
of good news over the weekend with a friend.
Oh my gosh, I had great news. And this has been the weirdest time to have stuff like this going on during a pandemic. But my friend Christine, her husband started the Beat Goes On Foundation because they have three kids. Two of them, their two daughters, both needed heart transplants when they were babies. I mean, I can't even imagine how scary, okay?
Right.
So the girls had them. They have to constantly, they're in and out of the hospital. So they're already dealing with all of that. And they formed the Beat Goes On Foundation to help kids with congenital heart disease. So they're already rock stars doing good things in the world after while dealing with sick children, okay?
Yeah.
Now, fast forward, Christine finds out of nowhere in December, she has breast cancer, stage four.
Four?
Stage four. I got goosebumps, right? So she's already dealing with all these things. She does these great things to help. And now she, this mom who is a rock star, my friend in Brookfield. So I was like, what? Like, it's just shocking.
I remember when you told us stage four. Stage four? She's so young too. She's so young.
Young. 35. Yeah. 35. Yeah. So she starts chemo immediately. Yeah. Okay. And all of this. Now you have all these people who can't get sick in the same house because when you're going through chemo, you have no immune system. You can't get sick. So she's already wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Then you have the two kids who can't get sick. Mm-hmm. So you have to be careful with them. Then the pandemic hits. I mean, it's like a nightmare for this family. Can you imagine?
No, I can't imagine. No.
So now they've got it just. So she's been doing chemo. Well, she finally got a new scan. And I showed it to one of my friends who used to work in oncology, which is the cancer doctors, who's a nurse. And she said, my friend said, wow, that's so positive. That's really promising. It's looking really good. She finishes her last treatment and she's okay. She's
gonna,
now, that being said, she actually educated me on a few things. You never really are cancer. You never just go, well, I'm cancer free forever. You constantly have to do things throughout your life.
Yeah, every 6 months, however long.
She may have to get her ovaries taken out. I mean, she's on the debate of do I, you know, have a mastectomy? Do I get a boob job? I mean, so many decisions, right? That you just, can you imagine? As a woman, I can't even, you're just trying to survive cancer. You survive it. You want your kids to survive who have had heart transplants. And now you got to decide if you want a boob job. I mean, I can't even, like, but as a woman, these are things you have to think about if you have breast cancer.
Yeah.
You know?
My mom had a scare with it the same way, and she thought the same thing. She was like, my breasts have already served their purpose. I had my kids. I'm not married anymore. What do I need them for? If I need to take them off, I need to take them off.
But we don't think about it until you get in that position, like your mom, right?
Uh-huh.
So over the weekend, the doctor said, you finish chemo. You're doing okay. This is great.
It's a celebration moment.
You can have one glass of champagne.
Nice.
You can't have any booze. Can you imagine? You're going through all this. And no booze.
I can't imagine any of these things. This is insane. Poor girl. But now she's.
So my friend Christine did it, and I didn't want to go because I had my kids, but they FaceTime me, and I got to do the champagne toast with everybody FaceTiming in her driveway 6 feet apart.
Nice. How did it work out with you? Did they come by your house, or you were just on FaceTime with them while they were all together for the moment?
So
that's awesome.
Well, this is the funny part. Her husband, Dan, sent me a Facebook message. And you know I don't check Facebook messages like barely ever because I get so overwhelmed and it's like a nightmare.
You might
as well
open your door and shout something out your window. It's better.
Yeah, you're more likely to get a hold of me.
More likely.
Her husband had messaged me on Facebook and said, hey, we're doing a champagne toast for Christine at 4:00. Hope you can make it. Well, I open the message thinking it's days old. I respond. He sent it that morning. I respond going, how did I miss this? Dan, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And then Christine's like, it's today, you dummy. You open the message on the day. And I'm like, oh, I felt so stupid.
Allie.
I said, well, they FaceTimed me, and I got to be on, and it was great.
That's so something you would do.
That's what I thought. You would love that, because it is so me to write someone back and be like, I missed it.
Sorry,
oh, wait,
no,
it's today?
This is from today. That's from today, yes. Well, I'm glad.
But I just want to say, shout out to her. What were you going to say?
No,
sorry.
I was going to say the same thing. I'm glad she's okay, and I'm glad that your friend, who you've been talking about throughout this coronavirus pandemic, that she's one of the ones that is the weakened immune system, that has to be overly, way overly cautious.
Way overly,
and rightfully so, because her life is literally on the line.
She's
for that. So
fighting for her life,
And
people, So anyway, so go, Christine, fighting breast cancer in the month of May, like the warrior you are.
Hell yes, girl.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time,
it's 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie now on till noon, which is fantastic, right? Good morning. Rachel, you're in Milwaukee, and you are calling about the Amazon Echo Dot, correct?
Yes.
Nice. What are you doing this morning, by the way, Rachel?
I'm at work.
Okay. Can you say where you work? Are you allowed to say where you work at?
Yeah, I work for the state.
Okay, cool.
Oh, nice. Well, then you're working, girl.
Nice. You are. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask you three painfully obvious trivia questions. The theme is Cream, as in the Cream City, nicknamed for Milwaukee, all right?
Cream City, okay.
So each answer has to do with cream. Are you ready for these three questions that are painfully
Riggs,
obvious?
Yes. Riggs, it's almost lunch. Don't get nasty.
Well, I'm not nasty. I'm hungry, all right? These questions will make you hungry. Here's your first question. Now, don't overthink them because they are painfully obvious, okay?
Okay.
First question. This frozen treat is often served in a cone or a cup or a dish, usually in scoop form. What is it?
Ice cream?
Ice cream is correct.
Riggs, what if she said frozen yogurt or custard? Would you die?
No. I would ask her to rephrase her question, or rephrase her answer.
We would have accepted it. We would have accepted it. That's awesome.
Second question, Rachel, for painfully obvious trivia to win an Amazon Echo Dot. This whipped topping is usually found on cakes, pies, milkshakes, or sundaes.
Whipped cream.
Whipped cream is correct.
And it's nasty.
Whipped cream.
It is.
Do you like Cool Whip?
I hate it when they take shakes, put tons of Cool Whip on ice cream and shakes, and I'm like, take it off. I forget to say no whipped cream. Drives me nuts.
Thank you, Rachel. I agree with both of you ladies, and I am glad that we all three agree that whipped cream is disgusting. I'm sorry. Not sorry. Final
Team no whipped cream.
Team no cream. Final question for painfully obvious trivia to win an Amazon Echo Dot. This famous state fair treat is a summer favorite, unless, of course, you're lactose intolerant. What is it?
Oh, cream puff.
Cream puff is correct. Congratulations. What?
Screw you, Riggs. You just did that whole question without acknowledging that I'm the two-time state champion.
Because I know
the cream puff contest?
No, because I know any time I mention cream puff, you hold that thing up like a high school varsity trophy. Yes, Allie won it twice in 2006 and 2005.
How did you win it if you don't like whipped cream?
You know what? Pushed through it.
Thank you for asking, girlfriend. I pushed through because I'm a warrior, and that's what we do. When we want to win, we want to win. And so,
okay, fair enough.
3 years in a row, I sucked that cream down. It was so nasty. I got it in my nose.
Yeah.
But I won 2 years of the three, and then I quit on the third year when I didn't win anymore because screw them.
This is why I didn't put it in the question, because I knew I'd get a 3-minute explanation afterwards. Honestly, I swear to God, I would go. Allie's gonna bring it up regardless, so I'll just leave it out of the question.
Don't make me go get my trophies and take a picture because
I can't because they're in the studio. I'm looking at them right now. Stay at home.
Damn, they're in the studio.
Stay at home. Rachel, congratulations. We're gonna send you an Amazon Echo Dot for free. Do you have one of these yet?
No, I don't, and I can't believe I won. I never win anything.
Everybody always says that when they win. I'm glad that you don't have to say that anymore, Rachel. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hold on the phone. We got to get your info, all right?
Okay.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie, now on till noon. So it's almost time for us to wrap up here. You can always catch up with our show on demand. We put it up at 1037kissfm.com or with the radio.com app. You can listen to the show completely free of music or commercials the way it should be, right? Mm-hmm. Just you and me for hours and hours and hours. Yeah.
Hours. Don't look at me creepy on FaceTime when you say that. What's wrong with you?
Where do I start, dude?
Riggs is giving me the creepy look. Hours and hours.
Hours. Did you learn anything on the show this morning, Allie? I learned something about you. Well,
what'd you learn?
About your friend. Christine, you have a friend that was in December diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer at what, 30, 35?
35, just found a random lump.
Yes.
Even joked, oh, I should go get this checked out. Our friend said, yeah, she did, and it was stage 4 breast cancer.
Yes. Has gone through chemotherapy over the past several months. Got the good news.
During a pandemic, which is a nightmare, and you have to not get sick during. Yes.
Now got the good news that she is cancer-free at the moment. She is done with her chemotherapy. And you had a nice little socially distanced celebration with her over the weekend. I thought that was super cool.
It was cool. They had a champagne toast in the driveway, social distancing style, and they FaceTimed me since I had my kids, and they just would have ruined it for everyone anyway.
Right? You show up in your driveway. So that was cool.
Yeah.
What did you learn on the show this morning?
I'm trying to decide. Okay, should I talk? Okay, I'm going to talk about the ostrich. Fine. Look, I'm going to talk about you, Riggs, because it's all your fault. See, I live with a 6 and an 8-year-old. I don't know if people know that. So it gets real immature around here, okay? Yeah. And my son asked me out of nowhere if he could Google something he wanted me to buy him. He pulls up an adult inflatable ostrich suit. Okay, I can't even make this up. To which Riggs then encourages and says, get it, get
Hell
it,
yeah.
get it.
Yep, yep.
So I learned that they're going to come live with you from now on.
Can I have the ostrich suit with their live?
Yes.
Yes.
And
okay,
if you need
fine.
If you need to make a decision, you call me. I'll give you the answer.
Okay, good. Fair
now,
enough.
Now, I ordered it. You said I should, right?
Hell yeah, I did. That's a great...
You're the instigator.
It's an inflatable costume that makes it look like you are sitting on top of an ostrich and like riding it around. It's amazing.
Which is hysterical.
It's awesome. And how much was it again?
I ordered the stupid thing for $30.
Yeah, good for you.
Because I figured, you know what?
Good for you.
I can wear this. It's an adult one. Owen's big enough to wear it. We can all wear it.
Yes.
And he can wear it for Halloween.
Look at you being fun, Mom. That's nice. Good.
Yeah, but that's hard for me, okay? I want to be like, you are so immature.
It's a new punishment. Now, I will not put on the ostrich costume for 3 days if you don't shape up right now. Mom! They'll
it's
behave.
True.
They will.
You might be onto something there,
yeah.
Riggs.
Craig Carson's up next. We will talk to you tomorrow on 103.7 KISS FM. 2 hours commercial free.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037KISSFM.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.